Meet German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany later this morning. It is Five Live Breakfast. It's coming up on 8:15. And let's talk about Phil Neville now and what he's been saying about footballers. He's suggesting that footballers should boycott social media in order to send a powerful message that abuse is not acceptable.
Me personally thinks that probably we have to take drastic measures now. I've had it with my players on social media. The Premier League stars, the Division One championships have had it. And I just wonder whether as a football community now, we come off social media. Because, you know, Twitter won't do anything about it. They send you an email reply saying they'll investigate, but nothing happens. So I've lost total faith in whoever runs these social media departments. So I just wonder whether now as a football community, in terms of really sending a powerful message, is come off social media. 6 months. Let's come off social media. Let's see the effect that it has on these social media companies, whether they're really going to do something about it. It's a problem not just in football. It's a problem in society. But football now is at the forefront of everybody's minds in terms of we've got the power to do something about it. And I think the football community will. I think we try. But it's getting to the point now where I think we need to make a real strong message. And I say to every single footballer out there and to every club and to the PFA is, why don't we make a big stand? Come off social media. Boycott all social media now and see if that makes a big enough impact.
Well, the England women's manager has made the comments. It follows Manchester United midfielder Paul Pogba receiving racist abuse online after missing a penalty in a 1-1 draw at Wolves on Monday. In separate statements, Twitter and Facebook say they will both permanently suspend or ban accounts which repeatedly break their online conduct guidelines. Pogba's teammates have been reacting. Harry Maguire has called for more regulation. He wrote on Twitter, "Disgusting. Social media need to do something about it. Every account that is opened should be verified by a passport driving license. Stop these pathetic trolls making numerous accounts to abuse people." Paul Pogba is the third footballer in England to suffer such abuse in the space of just a week following that missed bot kick with racist abuse also directed at Reading's Yaku Meite and Chelsea's Tammy Abraham in recent days. Like Maguire, manager of Chelsea, Frank Lampard, also called for tougher stances from social media organisations.
Within moments or hours afterwards, somebody sitting behind a keyboard or a phone said the most disgusting things possible you can say. So I don't know how these platforms it's allowed that people can do it. It's too easy to be done. So something needs to be done, as well as people obviously changing their mindsets completely.
That's where we need to get to. But in the meantime, should social media companies take more responsibility for policing online abuse? Let's speak to Zoe Cairns, a social media consultant. Welcome, Zoe.
Hi, welcome. How are you?
I'm very well. So listen, somebody sends out vitriol on social media. What happens?
It goes out, and if there's a lot of conversation going on about it, it'll be alerted by these social media departments in Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And if there's a lot of it, they'll then investigate. But whether it's taken down or not, and they've got enough time to go through all of the messages that are happening, it seems to stay there and affect those people that are receiving it.
How do they investigate them?
Well, I think it's done by filtering. So they're looking at keywords in which people were using. So there'd be like blacklisted words and whitelisted words, and the blacklisted words, which would be then filtered by Instagram, or if people are actually alerting them to the situation. So if people are reporting it, it's then that they look into it.
And are there certain words that would instantly get you a ban?
I don't think that's really happening, though, because what's happening is that you're finding that these people are doing it again and again and again. So I don't think there's actually enough discipline in terms of taking them off and blocking them completely. So what I was saying to James earlier is that, you know, these people can come back on and set up another account if they decide to go and, for example, buy another IP address or set up via another computer. It's easy for them to get back on again.
Right, so you can get a ban because you're identified by your IP address when you set up the account. Is that how it works?
I'm sure that's how it works. I don't know exactly, but the IP address is what identifies your computer, which is the one that you're using via your Wi-Fi to set up your account.
And when you get a blue tick on Twitter, What does that mean exactly? Does that help them?
This is really interesting because when you get a blue tick, so for example, when I got a blue tick on Facebook, I had to send my passport. But why should the people that are public figures and celebrities have to send their identification to get verified when the people that have got basic accounts don't?
And explain the blue tick on, what does that mean?
The blue tick means that you can go and say that when someone goes to your profile, they can tell whether you're a verified or a real person or not. So if you're a celebrity, a radio presenter, a journalist, you know, someone out there that is a public figure, you will get the blue tick to say that that is the real you, your official account.
So you think if we widened that, and we all had to do that, because, you know, you can scan these documents, you can send them off. I mean, surely that would be one way around it. Harry Maguire was suggesting that.
I think this is really important. I think going forward that we should be going through the verification process. You know, there's so many databases out there for crimes that have been done in other areas of crime that it should actually be that there's a database now for people that are committing this type of I call it a crime because it's we wouldn't go up face to face to someone and do this. This should actually be put onto a database and these people be identified by all of the social media platforms to be able to then say, right, this person's done this on Twitter. So why are we going to now let them on Instagram to allow them to go and do it there as well?
I guess you could argue that having that extra security process where you had to scan an official document, be it a driving licence or passport, might put a lot of people off using a certain platform. But it actually might attract a lot of people to a platform, mightn't it? Because you kind of know if anybody does get out of line, out of order, they're easily identifiable. And that has serious consequences if you say that kind of stuff and you can be traced online.
Yeah, it will. And they will be identified. And it will stop that so many of those keyboard warriors, but sitting behind a keyboard saying nasty things, it will stop a lot of that.
Listen, it's good to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on Five Live Breakfast, Zoe. Zoe Cairns there, social media consultant. What do you think? Phil Neville said, maybe what should happen as, you know, it may not change everything overnight, but as a kind of a show of solidarity with players like Paul Pogba and the revolting racist abuse he gets. Footballers, football clubs should make a stand, maybe all come together and come off social media for a certain length of time. Do you think it would work? Or what do you think about Harry Maguire's idea? Let's just get real and all take a bit more responsibility. And even if there are extra security checks, maybe that's what is needed to flush out this hideous trolling that is going on. Let us know what you think. 85058 at BBC 5 Live. 8 minutes to 8.